A couple of weeks ago, my grandfather, known to me as Pop, asked if I would visit the newly constructed sculpture in Boston Common, titled The Embrace. This sculpture was created by Hank Willis Thomas and is based upon the famous photograph of Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King. Here's what I said in response to Pop's request. Hi, Pop. Attached below are the pictures that I took of the embrace last week. I made sure to get pictures from every angle of the sculpture. I've seen criticism of the sculpture online because of some of the artist's choices, particularly the choice not to sculpt the heads of Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King. I think that in order to appreciate the sculpture, you need to view it from every angle. It is quite impressive up close, and it is amazing the emotion that can be conveyed through the sculpture. Even without the heads being sculpted, I found that the sculpture radiated a sense of warmth and love through the depiction of a simple embrace. I was very impressed by the size and design of the sculpture, and I found it to be an amazing addition to Boston Common. It is located about a 10-minute walk from my office and is right on the side of the Common by Tremont Street. Boston's Freedom Trail runs right by the sculpture, which I took note of. The Freedom Trail connects many of the museums, churches, and historical locations that are tied to and tell the story of America's fight for independence. I found this relevant because roughly 170 years after America gained its freedom from its oppressors, Martin Luther King Jr. was fighting for the freedom of his people in that same country that was founded on principles of equality and freedom. This sculpture will become another monument of the Freedom Trail and will represent progress on the path to the freedom of all people in this country. The creation of this sculpture in the city of Boston is also significant because Boston is a city that has historically been known for racism. Boston is the site of the many racial riots that stemmed from the desegregation of our public schools. These events, known as the Boston Busing Crisis, were pivotal moments in Massachusetts' path to undoing systematic racial inequality. These riots were nationally reported and contributed to Boston's national reputation as a racist city. This is a stigma that still clings to the city in 2023. I think that it is important to have this symbol of equality, love, and freedom in the heart of Boston. Thank you for reaching out and prompting me to pay a visit to the sculpture. I went this past Thursday morning, and it was a very pleasant way to start my day. I hope that you are well, and I hope to see you and BB soon. Love, Ned.